Play Sligo in pre-season. You expect a different game come Saturday.
Those situations where there's you're making a lot of changes and you're trying things out, tweaking personnel and all goes with that. So I think Saturday night will be a very different contest.
It's been a few years since Derry got a victory down there. We'll be hoping to go down there and going into the international break, maybe to pick up those 3 points.
Yeah, well, I think we desperately need those 3 points for everybody's sake. No more so than the players, as I say. I can't give them enough credit for the work that they're doing and the effort that they're putting in and the commitment that they're showing. And I think they just need to get that little monkey off their back and get a win, and hopefully they can kick on.
It's crucial to get that first goal in a game. Do you feel if you got that, there's no stopping you?
You hope so. Again, I think the players, we went 1-0 down obviously on Friday night, and they showed great resilience and great determination to get back into the game, and we probably should have gone on and won the game in the end, but it wasn't to be. So you want in any game to keep clean sheets, and you want to make sure you're trying to score goals, and that's always our intention. We are creating good chances. We now need to be a little bit more ruthless in that box and in that final third, and that's something that we're working really hard on.
We went behind on Friday night, probably against the run of play. It must have been frustrating for you two at halftime.
Yeah, it is, and it's very difficult to be hypercritical of the players, because as a manager and as a coach, is the work in getting them into them areas. Ultimately, they got to take your chances when they fall. There's maybe a little bit of lack of confidence at the moment, where maybe players questioning themselves a little bit with having not got the wins under their belt that we feel we probably deserve. And we got to just weather the storm. And whether it's Saturday night or whether it's not, nothing will change for us. We'll continue to keep working hard. We'll continue to weather storms. We're just hoping that we can break that cycle and can go on and get that win.
Team news ahead of Saturday's game with Sligo, any fresh injuries?
Pat Hoban has one fresh injury, yes, but again, with a Saturday game this week, we still have another day's training. There's a couple of little niggles in the squad. Whether they make it or not, we're not quite sure, but probably too early. Precaution with a couple of players today, and they didn't train. So depending on what happens tomorrow, we'll be in a better position to tell you where we're at.
Four very good strikers here. You have Sean Patton, you have Danny Mullen, Hoobin and Boyce. Sean Patton, pre-season, was banging them in. Could this be an opener for Sean to come in this week?
Possibly. Listen, as I say, I think the big thing about any team that has three, four strikers in it is it's all about healthy competition. And I think that they're all four boys are working extremely hard. We have no hesitation throwing Danny in, throwing Sean in. I think they're both more than capable, as they've shown. It's a matter of, as I say, seeing where we are tomorrow, assessing those couple of niggles and going from there.
Finally, Tiernan, you're 4 or 5 games in now. How do you assess your squad? No, are you starting to find who you think will be your starting 11?
I don't think we've actually had an opportunity to maybe get our strongest 11 on the pitch with maybe injuries and suspensions and other factors. So I don't think we've really got a steady 11 yet, which is something we are probably still trying to find. Have a fair idea who I would like starting 11 to be. Getting that on the pitch, yeah, firing all cylinders, is probably something that we're not quite there yet with.